After taking our bows and exiting the carriage, Emma and I wandered around the carnival a bit longer. Booths were beginning to shut down as they prepared for closing. I followed her gaze to the row of giant stuffed dogs with floppy ears hanging on the top rafters of a prize booth. "You want it?" I asked. "What, the dog?" "No," she said, waving me off as she crinkled her nose and acted as if what I'd asked was nothing more than crazy talk. But her body language told another story. "You do," I laughed. "You want the dog." Her eyes lit up with the fun of the moment. "Okay, fine, I want the dog. I've never had a guy win me a prize before. When I was a teenager, I always thought it was so romantic." "Step aside, woman. Your stupid teenage daydream is about to come true." Plopping down the cash, I confidently picked up the basketball and took my first shot. Then a second and a third. I quickly discovered the ball was bigger than the misshapen rim, and one shot after another just skidded off the edge.
"I think you aim it for the hole," Emma said, snickering.
"The hole, you say?" I slapped my hand to my forehead in an aw shucks display.
"Of course. Why didn't I think of that?"
Plopping the next wad of cash down, I discovered a disturbing pattern forming. Not only were none of my shots dropping, but I was quickly running out of cash to make this corny dream of Emma's a reality. "Dude," I whispered to the booth attendant, "how much for the dog?" "Not for sale, sorry. I could lose my job."
"Finn," Emma grabbed my arm, "it's no big deal, really."
"No, I'll stay here all night if I have to." "We close in 10 minutes, the guy added helpfully. "I'll stay here for 10 minutes then." Taking pity on me, the attendant bent down and grabbed a small stuffed animal out from under the counter. "Here," he said, handing it to me. "For trying." Uh-huh. That was the way to impress the lady. A participation trophy. I stared down at the stuffed animal. It was one of those cheap made-in-China ones with no squish value at all. Upon closer inspection, I discovered that the animal I'd been given was in the middle stages of some freakish evolutionary change. "What kind of animal is this?" "Does it matter?" The attendant shrugged. "It's the best you're going to get." "True," I nodded, and then bowed to Emma and handed her the crossbred shark turtle. "For the lady."
"Oh, Finn," she gushed. "It's just what I've always wanted. Is that a fin coming out of the shell?"
"Either that or a dick," I said, examining the animal more closely. "I honestly don't even know which way is up. Are those eyes or balls?"
"Well, you know, even evolution has its faults,"
she said, playing along with the insanity.
"I shall name my genitalia-enhanced shark turtle Darwin, and I will cherish it forever. Thank you, Finn."
As my reward for being a good trier, Emma wrapped her fingers around the back of my head and pulled me into her lips. And just like that, we were at it again. Pushing her back against the booth, my hands were all over her, and she was just as enthusiastic a partner. The attendant uttered as the booth shook. I swiveled one eye toward him, the most I was willing to give, seeing as my tongue was down a smoking chick's throat. But then Emma grabbed my ass, and I lost track of the dude altogether. Guys, he tried again. My eye swiveled around once more, only to see the remorse filled in his. Certainly men understood the importance of moments like these, and we did our best to support our brothers. I'm closing. Can you, take it somewhere else? Flipping him a thumbs up, I hooked my arm around Emma's waist and picked her up. I walked us away from the booth and we kissed where we stood, her long legs wrapped around me. She was hotter than I ever thought possible, and I sincerely hoped our evening was just getting started. Setting her back on her feet, our lips were still working furiously when I panted into her open mouth. "You really like the shark turtle, don't you?"
"So much,"
she moaned back. "Imagine what the dog would have got me."